With us this morning, Representative Wahlberg. Thank you for joining us, as always, sir.
Well, good to be with you after a great Labor Day weekend of family, friends, events in pure Michigan weather, I guess you'd say. What a great weekend.
Yeah, did you have a chance to meet some great people?
We did, including my grandkids. So we enjoyed them all that prior week. Came to visit Grandma and Grandpa and spend time with us, so that was fun. And then do some events during that time as well. Yesterday to spend a little bit of time out in the great outdoors as well.
Oh, excellent. Well, of course, the big news, obviously, Syria.
Yeah.
So what
it is. Yeah, it is, and it will continue this week and in the next week when we go back. Briefings are being and have been given and will continue to be given on the way forward. I appreciate the fact that the president finally succumbed and said, in lieu of the fact that I have no allies supporting me, I'd better maybe look to our Congress for direction on what they believe we should do that's best for our country, first and foremost. And then secondly, if there is a purpose, having waited so long to do something in Syria of meaningful nature, let's seek their counsel before we move forward. So that'll be the process, and ultimately next week it appears we will take a vote in Congress on whether we move forward and do something in Syria or let things go as they are now.
Well, and Secretary of State Kerry obviously laid it all out, and do you think he was a little bit surprised by the turnaround?
I think he was.
Yeah.
I mean, here's a guy who, with his now president, his colleague in the Senate, as well as Chuck Hagel, who opposed President George W. Bush early on in taking some acts of intervention against Assad and basically cooling Assad down way back. This is now approaching 6-7 years ago. They opposed that. And now here they are wanting to do something late in the game when you don't know who in the world is the opposition, whether it's Al-Qaeda, whether it's Hezbollah, or a combination of. And then with Assad doing what he's doing, apparently, and I think what I've seen so far, indeed he has done some chemical warfare against his own people. Now is a little late in the game to be making these strong steps, especially when you don't have the support of your allies. So I think as I'm looking at it right now, it's going to mean for me to support any type of action. I'm going to have to see allied support, strong allied support as well. No boots on the ground, and clearly, if we do anything, surgical strikes that strike at Al-Qaeda as much as strike at Assad.
Okay.
Anything new on the Affordable Care Act?
Well, it's breaking up. It is being shown to be a program that never was ready for prime time. The president is now asking for a delay in implementation of the purchase agreements for the exchange insurance companies. They aren't ready to go into effect October 1st. The unions are opposing it strongly now. You're seeing major unions stand up against it and ask for us to end the mandate because it will remove their opportunity to say if our members like their insurance, they can keep it. That is clearly not the case. So a rising number of complaints against Obamacare coming from some of the strongest supporters of Obamacare when it first passed, including the sponsor of the bill, who has now said it's a train wreck. So it gives us a chance, I think, to work diligently to show that there is a way forward that includes not only repealing of all or most of Obamacare, but replacing it with a patient-centered approach that gives more competition, more variety, more choice, and more involvement from the most important people involved with health care, and that's the patient and the health care provider, specifically the doctor.
I just have a question. Is it Affordable Health Care Act, or is it just Affordable Care Act, the name of the proposed legislation?
No, it's actually the PP, Patient Protection Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, always a pleasure talking with you, and we'll obviously watch the whole Syria situation and be talking to you again here in a few weeks.
We look forward to it, and in the meantime, enjoy Michigan in the fall.